Good morning, everyone. The bhajan for this morning is on page 268. And I have to once again ask that people not sing out loud. Page 268, Kripal Dabichorda. The separation of Kripal has eaten up my bones. I had begged for love, but you put separation in my jholi. O giver, how can I forget you? It is not a small matter. Again and again your nam comes on my lips. I loved you, but in return I got sufferings. The pain of separation ate my life and my bones. Really, whenever I hear sound of any kind, it seems as if you have come to my courtyard. O Ajaib, unlock the door and look for the one who might have made that sound. Is it not he, Kripal, who showering his grace has come to my home? The separation of Kripal has eaten my bones. I had begged for love, but you put separation in my jholi.
Kripal da vichhoda meri haddiyan nu kha gaya mangeya si pyar te vichhoda choli tu pa gaya kripal da vichhoda meri haddiyan nu kha gaya mangeya si pyar te vichhoda choli tu pa gaya data phula tenu kive koi maadi moti gal nahi data phula tenu kive koi maadi moti gal nahi phula tenu kive koi maadi moti gal nahi phula tenu kive koi maadi moti gal nahi mud mud naam tera boleyan te aa gaya mange aasi pyar te vichhoda choli tu pa gaya kripal da vichhoda meri haddiyan nu kha gaya mange aasi pyar te vichhoda choli tu pa gaya kita tenu pyar ode badle ch gham mile 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 zindagi nu gham jora haddiyan nu kha gaya mange aasi pyar te vichhoda choli tu pa gaya kripal da vichhoda meri haddiyan nu kha gaya mange aasi pyar te vichhoda choli tu pa gaya sunda hai khadak jadon kise da main sachi mochi sunda hai khadak jadon kise da main sachi mochi sunda hai khadak jadon kise da main sachi mochi sunda hai khadak jadon kise da main sachi mochi lagda hai shayad mere vede tu yo aa gaya mange aasi pyar te vichhoda choli tu pa gaya kripal da vichhoda meri ਹੱਡੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਖਾ ਗਿਆ। ਮੰਗਿਆ ਸੀ ਪਿਆਰ ਤੇ ਵਿਛੋੜਾ ਚੋਲੀ ਤੂੰ ਪਾ ਗਿਆ। ਖੋਲ ਕੁੰਡੀ ਤੱਕ ਅਜਾਇਬ ਖੜਾਕ ਜਿਹਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਕੋਈ। ਖੋਲ ਕੁੰਡੀ ਤੱਕ ਅਜਾਇਬ ਖੜਾਕ ਜਿਹਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਕੋਈ। ਖੋਲ ਕੁੰਡੀ ਤੱਕ ਅਜਾਇਬ ਖੜਾਕ ਜਿਹਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਕੋਈ। ਖੋਲ ਕੁੰਡੀ ਤੱਕ ਅਜਾਇਬ ਖੜਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਕੋਈ। ਕਰਕੇ ਤਰਸ ਕਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਤਾਨੀ ਆ ਗਿਆ। ਮੰਗਿਆ ਸੀ ਪਿਆਰ ਤੇ ਵਿਛੋੜਾ ਚੋਲੀ ਤੂੰ ਪਾ ਗਿਆ। ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦਾ ਵਿਛੋੜਾ ਮੇਰੀ ਹੱਡੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਖਾ ਗਿਆ। ਮੰਗਿਆ ਸੀ ਪਿਆਰ ਤੇ ਵਿਛੋੜਾ ਚੋਲੀ ਤੂੰ ਪਾ ਗਿਆ।
Really, whenever I hear any sound of any kind, it seems as if you have come into my courtyard. O Ajaib, unlock the door and look for the one who might have made that sound. Is it not he, Kirpal, who showering his grace has come to my home? The separation of Kirpal has eaten up my bones. I had begged for love, but you put separation in my joli. And the video for today is a collection of films and a talk given by Master Kirpal in 1966.
Masters have been coming in all regions. You remain anywhere you like, but meet such a master, you see, in whom he is manifest and who has the competency to make that power of God manifest in you. Such a man, while living in the world too, when he is always thinking of God, you see, naturally will he go to God. If you are tied to the world, naturally you will have to come back again and again. Man body is the highest rung in creation, fortunately. We have got it already, and the best use of it is to know God. To know God, we must know ourselves. It's a practical subject of self-analysis that can be demonstrated by someone who rises above body consciousness daily. So this is what I will tell you, whom we should love in the world. You see? When the inner eye opens, he sees all God resides in every heart. He has respect for everybody. I was just explaining the same thing you have been told so many times. It is to know oneself. Just withdraw yourself from outside world, from the outgoing faculty, by stilling your mind, by concentrating at the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the eyes, where the soul receives at the time of death. There you become conscious of your. If not, you will become awareness, self-awareness, by rising, by forgetting the physical body. Then that controlling power is within you. You see? Then you can know Him. That is why all masters enjoin that we must know ourselves first. Self-knowledge precedes Godhead. So when you become concentrated, short mantra, as I told you some many times, that short or attention is to whatever way it is, I mean directed, you can work wonders in that line. It's all feet of the attention. You first become attentive, you see, concentrated within your own self by withdrawing from all outside. Then you are able to know yourself first from rising above physical body, then by rising still, cosmos, you see, intelligence. Macrocosm is in the microcosm. Jo brahmande so ipinde jo khoje so paave. So we have got the physical body, physical. We have to rise above it, then we have got the astral body, we have to work in the other self, higher self, and then still beyond there is a plane which is called causal body. And beyond that, when you rise above first from physical body, you will have self-awareness. When you rise above astral body and causal body, you will rise into your true I-hood, and you will see you and Father are one, I and my Father. So the whole thing depends on concentration of your attention within yourself. Then whichever way you direct your attention, you will work wonders. So that attention is then when it is just directed to the body like wrestlers, you see, they become physically strong. When that attention is directed to the centers of your brain, you find wonderful inventions you make. And that very attention, when it is directed to the yourself, it becomes the mouth of God. So remember, what you find there, your inner eye open, God into expression, power has two phases, light and sun. We are all worshippers of that great light. In whomsoever that light manifests, he is a true follower, he is a true Sikh, he is a true Mohammedan, he is a true Hindu, he is a true Christian. So these schools of thought are there. If we have to see how many students have reached that goal. That very school is, you see, creditable, who turns out many such like people. So remain in any formation, in any school of thought you are on. But the purpose for which you have joined that school, that should be before you. And that is to have God consciousness. You cannot have God consciousness unless you have got your own self, your own consciousness. How to invert from outside, this is there. That you have the impetus from somebody who is God, who is Satman, with little thought of his many things, many people sit down, their attention will be withdrawn from outside, leave the physical body, for a while you open the inner eye to see him. When you see him only, then the true love comes from within yourself. Because we see, we enjoy him, that is why we can have love for him truly. With the world we have got love because we see. Whom we have not seen, how can the true love be there? So for that to say, sit by somebody, you can open your inner eye to see the light of God into expression. When you see naturally it is all love, and you are also a drop of the ocean of all that all love, you see, your love will flare up. Then when your inner eye opens, you'll see the light of God within all the temples of body we are carrying. God is light in every heart. You are there too. But our attention is only diverted to the outside things. We have become as if well identified with them. We are so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. Unless we have self-awareness by withdrawing from outside. And then rising above outgoing faculties. At the seat of the soul, where soul, when leaves the body, it comes over that. There only you have awareness of yourself, only then the further way can we have to the yourself. You can have contact with that. It is only possible there. That is why all masters said no nature first. Without that you cannot know more, because God cannot be had by outward observations. You see, kingdom of God is within you. You have to invert inside, tap inside, emotion say. That's the basic thing. You see, God consciousness is the highest goal. And these schools of thought were meant only for that purpose, guided by such like masters who had that experience with themselves and could give demonstration of that to others. They are competent with a little thought of them. To withdraw the attention from outside, rise above body consciousness, and open the inner eye to see the light of God. Who can do that? Only such a truly speaking, according to the saints, is a real guru or sadhu. True guru is the God in him. No, we respect the Son of Man, at whose pole that is manifest. So remain where you are in any school of thought. All schools of thought were meant for that. Now we have to see how far we have advanced when we have got the very purpose for which we joined those schools of thought. Then you have made the best use of your man body. If not, then please wake up. It is getting too late. Already we have wasted our lives. Just make effort to just to be hungry. And for that purpose, ABC will start when you rise above body consciousness. When the world philosophy then, their religion starts. And this experience of rising above body consciousness is given by somebody who is competent. When you sit by him before that, you are as it were a blind man, you see all darkness. When you sit by him, your inner eye opens, you see darkness, but light. You may have got a little capital of that to start with, then develop from day to day. So that is the bread of life and the water of life. We see the bread of life. So our spiritual health depends on life of mind and body more. This is teaching given by almost all masters who came in the past. So long as they were there, they had that experience. When they left, their golden treasures are with us to guide us. But true interpretation was given by only such like people who see. Others at the level of intellectual interpret in so many ways. So masters see and then say. And they are also able to give demonstration of seeing, opening the inner eye to see the light of God. I'm just talking of what devotion, what special practices bear fruit. Such like devotion is called, what to be called a devotion is you are devoted wholly, solely to one object. God is one. God in man is also one. Not the man body, but the God in him is one, or master is one. Your whole attention should be there, wholly and solely, so much so that you forget everything else except him. I was just giving some examples for that, to understand it. Which particular form of devotion or bhakti bears forth fruit, which is one-sided, you see, one-centered of that. They are devoted to one and one alone, and nobody else. Just like Arjuna, he was asked by his teacher, Dronacharya, the art of archery. So there was one heat that there was some water below in a basin, and there was one bird sitting on the top of the tree. So he told him, look into this reflection in the water of the bird. You have to just direct your arrow into the eye of the bird. Then he asked him to look into the water. He said, what do you see? He said, I see the tree and the bird sitting on it. Yes, now, again see, whole attention into the eye of the bird. Then he asked him, what do you see? Can I see now only the bird, not the tree? Again he said, then again with more devotion, sentence, look into the eye. Then after that he asked him, what do you see now? He said, I see now the upper quarter part of the bird. Then again now, see attentively into the eye of the bird. What do you see? I see the head of the bird. He said, no, still, see further. Then he said, I see now the eye of the bird. Then direct your arrow. You follow? When our whole attention is riveted at one place, only then that bhakti can bear for fruit. If you see somebody else other than your master or the God in him, well, this is no bhakti. We are respectful to all others who help us on the way. But the God or the God in man is one for all. If your whole attention will be there, naturally your devotion, your practices will bear forth fruit. God is one, as I told you. He wants everybody to go to him all alone. He should not carry, even think of the body in which he is sitting. That he be there, that the very east or the to whom he is devoted, it should be there. Such like devotion will bear a source to some people see master or God talker going around them with open eyes. The other don't see it. They wonder how they got it. A strong man revels in his strength, and a weaker man wonders how he got it. So it is a matter wholly and solely of concentration on one point. So such like devotion bears whole fruit. Now see, some people are enjoying with that devotion just like a lady who is married. She's all attentive, she's all devoted to the husband, in word, deed and thought. And there's another one who's got so many men with whom her heart is attached. Well, the one who is devoted only to one, he enjoys. His whole attention, you see, gravitates into her husband. And such a husband will also like such a wife who thinks of no other man except his husband. Similarly, the husband would like any such one who only adores him and nobody else in her heart. A heart who is just devoted to so many men outside, thou married to one man, what is all that? So if you want that your devotion, your love of God bear fruit, then be holy and solely. Think of him, see him, hear about him, and nobody else. Those who help us on the way, we are thankful to them. Their bhakti, our devotion will bear forth fruit only when you are wholly and solely devoted to him. So much so that you forget yourself too. Now when we go into deep sleep stages, sometimes we mutter something. Whatever is, you see, our subconscious reservoir is full with the worldly thought, those very things come out. He says, what is the criterion of a man who is wholly and solely to one object? Kabir says, generally when we go to sleep, as I told you, we mutter something very deeply about which we do not know, because that is the result of overflowing of the thoughts already in this subconscious reservoir of our mind. That comes out. He says, if such a state comes, if a man is in deep sleep state, the word of God or the Master comes of his mouth, then such a man is holy and solely devoted to the Master. So we say, what will I offer to such a man? He will say, offer my flesh, my skin for the making the shoes of his feet, for his feet. You follow? Which form of devotion bears forth full fruit, which is wholly, solely devoted to one? One mind is devoted in so many things, so many scattered minds, so many, what you say, parts of the mind, some attached here, some there, some there. Such like devotion won't bear fruit. So if we want that our devotion from day to day bear fruit, and we see the fruit in our lifetime with our own open eyes, then let our attention be whole, gravitated to the feet of the Lord. Or the Lord in some manifestable thing. You see? The result will be, for His sake, if you love all the world, you are not attached to the world. If you are, if I love you, for instance, I will love your children naturally. If I love only children, not you, then. So love God. For the sake of God only, who has attached all the children and others as a reaction that you pass, love them too. Give and take freely, with all love and devotion, because God has united you. Then in that case, you are not attached to the world. You won't come back to the world. You simply go where you are wholly and solely devoted. I gave an example. There was a king. He just arranged some show in which he placed very wonderful things, very costly things. Place there and ask his subject, go over there and just have anything, whatever they want. But their choice will be only one thing. When they have made a choice, they will have that thing and no other. So whoever went there, oh, this is very beautiful, this is very costly, he took it off. Then again, he cannot choose another thing. There is one young girl very wise within, and outer appeared to be very normal. So he was praising, oh, this is very beautiful, that is very beautiful, that is very attractive, this and that. So she went down, just thinking, so costly things, these are placed by somebody, and gave chance for everybody to have anything they like. But who is there? Where is he? He went down all through that show. At the end of the show, king was sitting, who had arranged all that. He said, who is the king? He had arranged all this things, all right? Then she proceeded to just touch and put a hand on his head. And the king was just wondering, well, look here, all my subjects are only for my gifts, not for me. You see? There's only one man coming to touch me, who wants me and no, nothing else. He made it very in a mood. He said, oh, what are you? Go and touch somebody, something, and have it. The show is being over now. She just went up, put her hands on the head of the king, and asked the king, who you are now? He said, I'm yours now because you touched me. And who has arranged all this show? Get the eye. This is mine. Then now, as you are mine, this whole show is mine. You follow me? So if we want to bear forth fruit, derive full fruit from the devotion we have, I am wholly and solely devoted. For a while, do one thing at a time. Such like devotion, maybe for a few minutes, that will bear forth fruit. If you sit for hours and your attention diverted, divided in so many things, such like devotion won't bear fruit. Now think where you stand. Today's subject is, what are the impediments on the way? So, first of all, for the ladies, they should not always be thinking of the men, or learn such like novels which give these love-lorn novels, I would say, you see. That's the thought. The lady should not think of the men, and men should not think or learn anything on the books, etc., about the ladies. That, I want to say, dwells thoughts of lust in us. That's one thing. Sometimes when we are going to a master, somebody, those who are on the way, men or women, they go on together for the sake of the master, and they should forget whether they are men or women. All are equal, they should not think of the opposite sex. Then it's all right. But on the way, ABC starts, well, somebody goes to tell you about the master, you are devoted, naturally attached to him. And further on, when you are always think of the master is left aside, and that man intervenes, whether it's the man or woman. Naturally, what is the result? Your devotion is, inner progress is stopped.
And these are a couple of paragraphs from letters that Master Kripal has written regarding meditation. When doing spiritual practices, you should sit in one unflinching posture and do mental simran only with your inner gaze fixed. Think of nothing else except simran. At the time of hearing the sound current, listen to the sound only and do not do simran while hearing the sound. Master is at your head, and he extends help from within. Regarding any guidance and help required from without for removing difficulties in concentration, etc., they will be most gladly given without any hitch or obligation. I will be glad if anyone becomes more successful and able to withdraw from the body, see the lights, etc., and contact the master consciously within. This is just like having an effortless effort. You have to become the inner I itself. Your job is only to see minutely and with a searching eye into the center of the darkness while repeating the five names mentally and slowly, and then wait. It is for the master within to give you results more or less according to the background earned as a result of karmic reactions. We cannot get higher results by clutching. The very anxiety and impatience themselves stand in the way. Your part is to sit at the door behind your eyes and knock, and it shall be opened unto you. And we will meditate now until 7, and at that time I will ask us to leave off.